seen the news today that Facebook is overhauling its privacy controls, making it easier for us users to find and edit our data. There's been a lot of complaints recently about people have been downloading their user data, which is like all of the stuff they've ever done, all of the people they've interacted with, all the posts they've made and things, you know, ever, and being slightly scared at what they've found. As I said before, you know, it's all in that 12,000-word user agreement. You know, the one you sort of scrolled very, very quickly and just clicked the box and went, whatever. And you shouldn't be surprised when, you know, websites like that have that data of yours like that, because when you sign up and do these things, it says, oh, do you want to upload your contacts and find your friends? And if you're just starting out with, if you're really late to Facebook or you're creating a second profile because stalking, then you might want to update your contacts and get them on there so you've got your friends in there, which is fine, isn't it? Most of us use our normal email address for our social networks and whatnot. However, if you've also got your friends' phone numbers in the address book, you know, especially if they're synced to a, you know, Apple or Gmail and stuff like that, up they go. And then Facebook have got it. But I guess it's what companies and social networks do with that information that's worrying. So it's very, very annoying when you've when you have done that, and I've done this in the past with Twitter, when you find that your friend has an interesting Twitter account, or it pairs you up with someone you don't really talk to, but you've got their number in your phone because you want to know it's them when they ring so you can not answer the phone. We've all got people like that in our phone book, haven't we? Oh,